Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 13, verses 18 and 19. Then Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? How can I illustrate it? It's like a tiny mustard seed that a man planted in a garden. It grows and becomes a tree, and the birds make nests in its branches." A mustard seed is tiny, between 1 and 2 millimeters. You would hardly notice it because it's so small, but it can grow into a huge plant, commonly more than 2 meters tall, and sometimes even up to 4 meters. It's understandable that Jesus described it as a tree. Inevitably, a mustard plant attracts huge attention from birds who love to feed on the little black seeds. Jesus' point is clear. When we see God at work in the world, it may not look impressive. It may be overlooked because it appears so small, but the kingdom of God is always in the growth business. So even though it might seem tiny, it'll keep growing. In many parts of the world, the church is small and struggling. I've visited many towns and even cities where there's only one Christian or just a small group. I've always been incredibly impressed when I've met such people. In human terms, their situation has looked impossibly challenging, but they've had faith that God can grow his kingdom against all odds. We live in a world that is impressed by size and success, and it's easy for churches to be sucked into this kind of thinking. There's nothing wrong with either size or success, but we must never forget that we serve a God who does miracles. There are many churches and Christian organizations in this country that are, on the face of it, weak and financially insecure. They're not outwardly impressive, but we need to hold on to the fact that we worship a God who brings growth and blessing in phenomenal ways. The one thing we must never do is look down on things just because they're small. So let me ask you a question. What church, Christian organization, or initiative are you looking at that seems as small as a mustard seed? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God of miracles. Help us to look at every situation with your eyes and to see how you can bring growth in the most unlikely places. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.